Item 20, Recreational and Commercial Fishing Advisory Board Funding Projects.
Evening. My name is Alicia Nelson. I am the coordinator for our Recreational and Commercial Fishing Advisory Board. And I also work with our federal sport fish funding grant. And this is our recommendations from our recent RFAB meeting. It also includes the commercial stuff. The status of the fund is available in your evaluation. We have about $1.8 million in the recreational fund available for projects. RFAB reviewed the projects listed, and they recommended funding for all except for Project E that was withdrawn by the applicant, and Project F. And that Project F, the vote to approve failed with 3 members in favor and 4 opposed. The chair did not vote on that one. Also, items B, C, and D were proposed for joint funding from our commercial fund, which is our Marine Fishing Improvement Fund. The projects recommended by the RFAB to the Commission for funding total $470,895 from the recreational fund, $55,229 from the commercial fund. The Commercial Fishing Advisory Board, who recommends funding from that commercial fund to the Commission, they were contacted, and all 5 who responded were in favor of all 3 of those projects from the commercial fund. For Project F, the one where the approval failed, some of the RFAB members had a problem with this project because they didn't really see an obvious connection between the proposed study, which is prey selectivity, patterns of prey selectivity in key sport fishes in the Chesapeake Bay. They felt that there wasn't a connection between the proposal and those that would be buying the recreational fishing licenses. However, staff believes that this project has value. It would be incorporated into our existing CHESMAP survey, which is actually one of those projects that is supported under Item C, which is that match for federal aid funding. Due to the value of that study into our existing survey, staff recommends funding this project. We did talk to RFAB about their opinions on the staff recommendation, and 5 of the 8 active members were in favor of that staff recommendation after reviewing the project. We also received a letter of support from the Eastern Shore Virginia Anglers Club after the RFAB vote in support of that project as well. The staff recommendation, staff supports the project funding recommendations from the RFAB, but also recommends the Commission approve funding of Project F for expenditures totaling $509,341 from the recreational fund, and recommends partial funding of Projects B, C, and D for expenditures totaling $65,229 from the commercial fund.
Any questions? You see the list of projects there and their amounts. Any questions?
Project F, question.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us again why you thought that that should be approved when RFAB was against that.
That project, it incorporates a prey selectivity study using a lot of what CHESMAP is already working with. So it adds an additional element that we see as valuable. The board itself was a little bit mixed on that at the time. We had 8 members, and the chair didn't vote. He expressed later that had there been a chair and he voted, he would have been in support of the project. And a few of our members actually contacted us later saying that project probably could have been funded. So there was a little bit of indecisiveness afterwards. And then we've been going through a review of all of our federal sport fish restoration fund projects. One of them happened to be CHESMAP. And in speaking with that PI, we really did see that there's a value in adding this prey selectivity element to that study. That may help us in later things like stock assessment. That's a piece of information that we thought was valuable to get with that expenditure from that fund. So that's kind of how all that came to play, a little bit of an unusual situation there with the board.
Okay.
Any other?
Mr. Erskine.
I would support the staff recommendation as well, and the interest in Project F, I think, is key, as there's more emphasis on ecosystem level management, and we need to understand about prey species and some of these as we move forward. So I would agree that it's important to fund.
And Dr. Latour had intended on being here today. He had a family emergency. Otherwise, he would be here to support that project.
Any public comment on these items?
I guess a comment. The RFAB and our license money is kind of near and dear to the recreational fishing community. And in the past, there's only been a couple occasions where we have not gone along with RFAB, and it was before me being here. And it generated a lot of ill will at times, depending on how it was done. This particular project is one that I do not think is going to generate that type of animosity as others have. And several of the RFAB members have contacted me and basically said they just didn't really quite understand what was being presented at the time. And pretty much what she's just said is under further review, they've had a change of heart. And so everything I've gotten from the recreational fishing community has been in support of funding that project. And so I don't think there's going to be backlash by going against RFAB on this one.
As part of our RFAB cycle, we have another sort of public comment period for RFAB, and we received a letter in support of that as well at that time.
Okay. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Erskine. Any comments on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Projects are approved. Thank you.